Let's talk now to Bruce Williamson, who's from the campaign group Rail Future. Morning to you, Bruce.
Good morning.
It was a shambles.
Undoubtedly, yes.
Who's to blame?
I'm a bit reluctant to sort of say at this stage that heads should roll, but I think both Network Rail and the train operating companies have to take a long, hard look at their contingency plans and what went wrong, and particularly the lack of communication, which I think is the real weakness here, that engineering works, you know, with the best will in the world can go wrong. What happens when they go wrong? You know, you need a slick plan that comes into operation with you know, a plan B and possibly a plan C, and it seems that they were wanting there.
Sir Nicholas Soames, a Conservative MP, he has already said that Network Rail managers should be sacked. He's very unhappy about the size of this bonus to Mark Carne. Do you share any of that concern?
Yeah, I have concerns. I think, you know, again, I don't want to sort of jump on a bandwagon of saying heads should roll, but yeah, bonuses should be there for exceptionally good performance, not mediocre performance. And you know, there is this public perception, isn't there, that people get bonuses automatically, whether they do the right thing or whether they perform badly. So, and also that these bonuses only seem to be available to people at the very top of the food chain. What about the poor guys on the ground who are doing their very best? I don't think they'll be getting bonuses.
Why are there no trains or hardly any trains on Boxing Day? Doctors, nurses, they have to go to work. The whole of the retail sector is working at full swing, and yet there are no trains.
Yeah, I think we have to recognise that times have changed, haven't they? Whereas, you know, 50 years ago, people would solemnly be at home with their families.
Yeah.
Nowadays, everyone wants to go shopping. And it's one of the things that we at Rail Future are pushing for. We think that, you know, there is a case for improving, you know, increasing the number of Boxing Day trains because people clearly want to use them. On the other hand, though, major chunks of engineering work need to sort of happen when you've got the railway shut down for more than just overnight. And that is the case with this recent work at King's Cross in relation to Thameslink. And it's very unfortunate that, as I understand, two major bits of equipment broke down, you know, and that really can't be foreseen. What was I getting at? Yeah, that's why, you know, we have to shut the network down for major engineering works. But while those engineering works aren't happening, I think there is a stronger case for getting trains up and running. And that really is a government decision. The franchise specifications don't say run trains on Boxing Day, and so the train operating companies don't do it.
All right, that's Bruce Williamson. He's from the campaign group Rail Future.